Hey there, thanks for listening. I am Wouter Vertogen and this is the Freelancer Talk, a show where freelancers, artists, creators and entrepreneurs share their stories, struggles and best lessons learned while launching and managing their own businesses. Hey, all you freelancers, welcome back to the Freelancer Talk podcast. I am your host, Wouter Vertogen, and today I have Heather Tulloch with me on the podcast. She is the marketing director and also founder of Image Creative, and we're going to have a chat about building up your self-confidence / self-esteem. But before we're diving into that topic, I would like to say hi to you, Heather. Thank you for making the time available to join me on the podcast. Maybe we can just start about who are you, what is your background, and what is Image Creative?
Hi, everyone, and thank you for having me on. So, yeah, I come from a marketing background. So I studied marketing in England, so in Birmingham. So, yeah, I studied marketing. I studied marketing, advertising and PR. So that was a few years ago. I'm not going to say when because I don't want people to kind of add up my age and stuff. But anyway, so, yeah, I studied that. But I've always been a very creative. I love media, art. I love anything to do with strategy, planning, anything to do with kind of expressing yourself. I love music. I love going to festivals. Obviously, when we could go festivals, of course, gigs. So I've always been that kind of like, I don't want to say like I've been extroverted, but I've always been very like expressive. So I enjoy anything that kind of makes me feel in a certain way where there's kind of, you know, there's always like a deeper meaning into something. So that's a little bit about me in terms of just like my background and stuff like that. Also, I have worked in industry for a little while where I have worked at a different like agencies, and also I had different like work experiences and stuff within marketing and as well as PR as well. So I've always been quite like hands-on. I've always been kind of like a go-getter, like go out there, hustle. Yeah. You know, I felt like I had to because, especially when I went to university, I kind of had to kind of make sure that by the time I left there, I was there for 3 years. So by the time I left there, I had to make sure that I had my foundation set. So I did make sure that I did do that. And but yeah, it all kind of came down to networking. That's a big concept, I feel like, networking and just kind of being myself as well, where people kind of gravitate towards me in terms of just like, you know, just being comfortable in my skin and just being who I am and just, and yeah, so that's how I've kind of got to where I've got to now. But with Image Creative came about where basically I always knew that I was going to like obviously work for myself at a young age, whether it was within a freelancer capacity or obviously having my own business. So I feel like the seed got planted really, really much when I was in my final year and I did a certain module, which was called, it was Creative Concepts. So basically the module was where each person for our course, we had to pick a brand and basically we had to like obviously develop like the, you know, like the creatives for it. So if it's like an advertising campaign or whatever, I chose Calvin Klein and it ignited something in me. It ignited something in me where now, a few years on, I look back, I've got the portfolio and everything. I knew a lot of creative friends who were like photographers and stuff like that. And it was a proper like shoot. It was a proper thing. And then I had to present it as well. That was part of my grade as well. I had to go in there, present it. I was absolutely nervous. I was thinking, oh my gosh. I remember I went in there because I'm very chilled, laid back person. But so I remember I went in there. I was so nervous. I had like a little bottle of wine just to kind of calm my nerves. I remember that I have to keep it real. I was so nervous. I remember the night before I was literally rehearsing it over and over and over again at the university. And I was just like rehearsing all night. I literally went back probably around about, I don't know, 5 o'clock in the morning, went home. And then I came back and it was on the same day. It was like 11 o'clock or something like that. And I was shattered, but I did it. I was just nervous. I just wanted to make sure that everything was perfect. And I remember I went in there. I just thought, you know what? Because I want to be myself. I want to go in there myself. And there was someone else in there from industry who was in there. So it was my lecturer. And it was someone else who was obviously in the advertising agency world who was also there.
Yeah.
And I went in there and I went in there with like a nose ring. I went in there with like this big hoodie because that was the way I wanted to convey it, because I didn't want to be there all polished because that's not me. Yeah. So I went in there and I started, you know, had like my creepers on. I don't know if you call it creepers, but it's like these platform
yeah,
shoes.
Yeah, creepers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I came in there like that. I was just like, hi, you know. And yeah, and then I did it. And it was, but I remember it to this day. As you can probably see in my face, I remember it right now.
Yeah, you're so, I mean, I'm like really, it's a very vivid explanation.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Full on, yeah. Like I'm really into yeah. it. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I remember, because it was, obviously, it's Calvin Klein, so it was me, like, dressed up as the model, but also some of my, obviously, creative friends at the time. They were there. They got, obviously, dressed up. They had, you know, it was, like, topless shots. Not of, like, of me naked, of course. No, no, no. But of the guys as well. So they had, obviously, Calvin Klein boxes. It was a whole experience. And then yeah. I was kind of... they're there, and they're thinking, wow, they've never seen me like that, in that way. Like, the way I was modeling, the way I was, as well as, obviously, some of my creative friends as well. It was very in-your-face, but that was Calvin Klein. That's what I wanted to do. So, but yeah, it was sick. It was a great experience. But anyway, that really kind of ignited something in me. I was like, dang, like, this is me. Like, this is me. Like, after all
this is what you want to do. Yeah.
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 After all the modules I've done over 3 years, this was the first module I could honestly say that this is me. Like, this is who I want. Like, this is the essence of Heather, you know?
Yeah.
And then I already had the name, like, Image Creative and stuff. And then it was just timing. And as a starting point, I was, you know, I love music videos. I love, like, creative direction. And I'm very inspired about, like, you know, if it's, like, Madonna's old videos, like Justify My Love.
Or, yeah, I love
like,
it.
David Bowie. I love David Bowie. You know, obviously Michael Jackson, Beyonce. I can go on. I can literally sit down and watch their videos and just be in awe, like, yeah. right now. And then I kind of just did that as, like, a starting point on the page. Just kind of, like, showing, like, creative concepts and creative content. And then it kind of grew into, obviously, an agency in terms of, like, obviously, social media, creative concepts, brand outlining, all these different things, because I kind of used the journey that I was going on. I used that to kind of fuel the agency. So
yeah.
Everything that I do or like the agency does as a service, that's what I've kind of learned. So I have, it's like my knowledge is very, like, varied, but it all comes together.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a weird way, but yeah, that's me. I know that's a lot of stories, isn't it, as an introduction? Sorry.
Well, no, I mean, I love it.
The context. The
more, I mean, listen, here on the Freelancer Talk, I love it to give other people the stage to also share their stories. And there is always from everybody, there is something to take out of that story. And so I think it's really great that you give us a very good impression for who you are. And mm-hmm. I mean, actually, I do have to tell you guys that we did already record another podcast today. Mm-hmm. I mean, this podcast is recorded prior to the recording date, but I was on your podcast because you also have a podcast yourself, and yes. we're talking about content marketing. So guys, I will link it down below in the show notes, and then you can all head over to Heather's podcast of Image Creatives, and then you can also listen to the episode on content marketing together with me. So that said, so actually you already started talking a little bit about that you were very nervous, and of course that there was also like you're in school as a module, you know? But I was wondering, as you started to creating your agency, did you have any, because we're talking about building up your self-confidence, let's say. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I also, before we are going to talk about building up, you also have to understand what is it that you lack or what you struggle with. So I'm wondering, did you have any struggles in the beginning of starting your agency out?
Of course. Honestly, confident. Even for me, actually, being I'm going to do this agency, like, I just had this vision, like, I want to have an agency. I didn't want to be a freelancer. Well, yeah. It works hand in hand, but yeah. I want to do something bigger than that. So for me, even to even have that ignition in my heart saying this is what I'm going to do and take that step, even though I knew I already was going to do it, it was a huge I had to build up myself to get to that point. And I think, you know, I've been through a couple experiences, whether it was like obviously working in different environments and stuff, where I really just it just sparked something in me, like, oh, I need to do it, you know. It's like I've kind of felt like a couple of years ago I was at a point where it's like you hit a crossroads, where it's either I'm going to do what society tells me to do or whatever,
yeah.
like go down that whole kind of traditional route, or I'm going to do it. I'm going to ignite that fire, that feeling in my stomach, and this is what I'm going to do. So yeah, it was a big step for me. And within that, I had to learn to, you know, kind of build up the confidence, not on an external standpoint, because I feel like when I talk and when I, you know, naturally have conversations with people, you know, I feel like I'm a very passionate person about what I do. But internally, I had to really kind of work the voices out of my head, being like, Heather, you can do this, like, you know, and to kind of also I had to learn about obviously new things that I had no clue about or any idea, you know. It was a big obviously and process.
I had the same, actually, if I think about what you were saying, that I feel I'm similar to you. I'm also on the external, I look very confident and I look like I got it all figured out, but I have always had a very big confidence problem, in which I, in professional settings, I never thought I was kind of good enough. So that was a big deal that held me back on a lot of things, especially as a dancer going to auditions, for example. That is, having confidence as a dancer is like a whole other level, because they basically break down your confidence during your education. Because you're always being corrected and it's always like you stand in front of a mirror. But then for me, on a professional level, when I actually went out in the field, that's when I had to deal with these issues, because I had to get work. So I had to get over that point. And it's the same what I'm doing with the Freelancer Talk. I want to interview people, so I will go and interview people and not let anything hold me back, even though before interviewing I'm always like, oh my god, you know, it's but I think that's also a part of what is normal. How did you really actually, you already gave that answer a little bit, that you just did it and you just like did it, but how did you manage to get to that point where you were just like, okay, I'm just gonna have to do it now?
Self-belief. I feel like when you don't have the choice, you have to do it. Like, it's just, I feel like there's two types of people, the followers or leaders. And it was like, I've never been a follower.
No,
I've always been a leader, and I had to embrace that within myself. You know, trying to like suppress it, like bring it down. I'm like, no. I'd be that person where it's like, I'll be in a room, I'm chilled, I'm a very chilled out person, and everyone will be talking and I'll just let everyone talk. But I might think something. I might already think of the idea that someone else will say, but I'll just sit back and just let someone else talk.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, I just don't know. And I had to work on that. And I still am. It's not something that goes overnight. You have to kind of step into it, you know?
It's what you said. It's the first word or two words that you said. It's self-belief. It's something. So if you don't believe in your own, you know, in your own powers and in your own strengths and in your own, excuse me, in your own quality that you can bring or value that you can bring, then it's going to be harder to actually build up that confidence or actually start doing things. So it really starts with believing in yourself and actually acknowledging the fact what you are, what you said, like, okay, I'm a leader, but I'm going to really embrace that. And from that point, I'm going to keep working. If you are an introvert or if you are very body unconfident or whatever, then really dig down into that. And I mean, for some people, okay, you might need a coach or something for that. But I do think there's no problem in that, as long as you really know who you are exactly fully. And then from that point of view, you start building up. I think you got to pin down where you are at the moment. It's very thing. Yeah.
I completely agree. But it hasn't been obviously overnight. Like, I still have moments where I'm just like, you know, you go into your little shell. Because I'm a social introvert. So it's like, I'm social around people, but I'm very introverted. Like, I just want to, my best moment is like when I'm in bed and just like, you know, chilling, watching something, and I'm there eating my popcorn. Like, I am so happy, like, just being in myself. And even like, I had a coach as well. I had a coach last year. And even she said to me, like, Heather, like, you're the founder. Like, you're the founder. Like, you can't, people want to see your face. Like, people want to, like, associate who the brand and the, you know?
Yeah, you got to get yourself out there.
Out there, you know? So I was just like, okay, cool. So yeah, it is still a process, but I am more, but one thing that I'm definitely very key on now for 2021 is that kind of like really putting yourself out there and just being like, if people don't see what you're doing, then obviously they're like, you won't be seen.
Yep. I agree.
So, yeah.
So that's going to lead me into this next thing is that, you know, you as an agency owner, you actually have a lot of contact with others and you have to reach out to clients and you have to connect to people, which is actually all comes down to networking. And actually, you mentioned that before already, that how you created your company and how you started, it was a lot about networking as well in the beginning. And here's the deal is that freelancers have to network. I keep saying this on this podcast and in my blogs and everywhere is that networking is a very essential part of being a freelancer or being a business owner or being an agency owner. I think for any owner type of self.
Everything.
Anybody who owns a company needs to network. And networking means that you have to approach people by yourself, not wait and sit out there and let people approach you, but you have to actively go and search for people, look for people, connect with people. And when you found those people, you actually have to start talking to them. So let's say you're at a conference and you see a couple of like interesting people and you're like, okay, I have to connect with them. So you're going to need a lot of self-confidence for you to walk up there to actually be able to talk to them. So I'm wondering, how do you do that? How do you gain the self-confidence or boost up that self-confidence in order for you to approach people?
That's a great question. And I love this so much because honestly, sometimes I have moments where I'm like, how did I get here? For me, I feel like I'm one of them people where it's like, I always want to understand people. I connect with others and so on and so forth. So I feel like my energy kind of permits that, where it's like I've just built really good relationships with others,
yeah.
Whether it's friendships, whether it's people who I've worked with and vice versa. And also subconsciously, like obviously before COVID, of course, I've always obviously used to go out to like festivals, you know, go out to gigs, traveling. Oh, and it's funny because when you're in these spaces and you're doing all these different things and so on and so forth, you're meeting people, you're around people. And it's funny how you could just connect with people just from one simple thing or one simple message or one simple conversation. And I think that's just how I've kind of navigated, but without realizing it. And I remember one thing, one of my courses actually in my final year, I had LinkedIn, but then I remember like very distinctively, this was like obviously before LinkedIn was an actual like thing.
Yeah.
I had LinkedIn, but then I deleted it. And I do that I have done that quite a few times with just like with general kind of social media platforms, because I had this thing with like social media. I liked it, but then I didn't like it because I didn't want to, you know, put myself out there. But anyway, I worked that out anyway. And I remember one of my lecturers, like said to everyone in the class, they're like, you need, by the time you leave, everyone needs to have a LinkedIn profile. And I remember it just stuck in my head and I remade my LinkedIn profile and just built up my connections. And everyone who I had in my course I would say everyone on my course, but like majority of people who had my course, people who I've worked with, you know, and so on and so forth. I just grew my network simply just by that and just by having conversations with people and people who I networked with, whether it's from like friends of friends or so on and so forth with. And I've just built this kind of thing and it's still growing and it's fabulous. But I would say one thing that I kind of had to work on was just making sure that when I am talking to people or when I am trying to engage in conversations and stuff, just make sure that it's genuine and it's coming from a really good place.
Yeah.
Because for me now, on the other side of that now, when people approach me, I can tell when it's genuine. I can tell when it's not genuine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think doing things where it's like, if you really want to work with someone, make sure that if you want to work with someone, work with them for the right reasons, not just work for them because they're about to blow up or whatever reasons that you've got, you know?
And be genuine about the connection, like show why you want to work with and just be yourself.
Be yourself, yeah. And I think that's a big thing that I don't realize that I've done over the years. And then now I look and I'm like, and I still can put myself out. I don't even put myself out there as much as I could.
Yeah.
But I still operate in different ways.
Yeah. I was actually gonna, that's a little bit like my own advice that I would give is that you are you and you are perfect the way you are, even though you might have flaws. But those flaws actually are because you are who you are. So, well, that was so philosophical. But, you know, you are you and you are perfect and you are authentic. And so when you use that authenticity of who you are and you approach others, people will much more like yourself or wanting to connect because it's who you are. And mostly if you really stay true to who you are and you want to connect with somebody, that connection is comes from a genuine place. It's And then it's, yeah, you're going to connect faster with those people. And what I was also thinking is that what my biggest problem is that actually I am the person that doesn't really like up to walk to people. So I always had struggle with that because I'm always like, yeah, who am I in though in their eyes? Like, am I being pretentious or whatever? But I was just like, I'm just going to keep doing it. And if somebody doesn't want to connect with me, that's okay. There are 7 billion people on this world to connect with. So one connection is not a big loss. Even though it's a massive company or whatever, there's always other stuff out there. So it's also okay that you fail. It's like a trial and error thing. We have a saying in the Netherlands. It goes like this. It's a nee heb je en een ja kun je krijgen. It means a no is what you always have. And a yes is a possibility. So that basically, when you ask somebody, you will always have the answer no, because the no is the first one that's the easiest. But there is always a possibility that they say yeah. So it's the same as in getting a connection and in networking. It's like reaching out in a genuine way, be who you are. And if it's a no, it's a no. But I'm not going to stay awake from that, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that is to take it less personal sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Chill out.
That's a big one, actually, building thick skin.
Yeah.
And I think I had the amount of no's I've had.
Yeah, everybody.
Whether it's like, yeah. If it's like, you know, even to this day, I'm just like, okay, fine, whatever, you know. Yeah. But even from like, obviously, job interviews, or I've gone for it back to back sometimes. Well, I haven't let that affected me. Well, I won't say affected me in the long term in a way, maybe short term.
Yeah.
But in the long term, no, I feel like it's just like learn to be resilient, you know? And as you said, like, obviously the worst that they can say is no, you know, and then just keep it moving.
Exactly. And I think that, so I started this podcast really in the beginning and the Freelancer Talk for freelance artists, because I come from an artist background. Of course, it's been growing and it's going to keep growing until something much more general, which it already is. But I always do have a little hint back in my episodes to the dancers that I know or the artists that I know. And I know because I've gone through that myself, to doing auditions and having 11 no's in a row. And then it's hard. And I know that a lot of people, they give up. And I just want to say that don't let those no's affect your confidence, because you have something to give. And it's also a matter of finding the right people, the right connections, doing the right auditions in the right timing. And it's okay to have a lot of no's. It doesn't mean that you're a bad dancer, for example, but it means that you just haven't found that connection yet, which will come. I was lucky enough to not have so many no's until I had a yes, but I do know a lot of people had it a different way. And then it's really go into yourself and just connect a little bit again with who you are and what you can give. And then from that point of view, do your own evaluation and then build up that resilience, build up that thick skin, what you just referred to, and keep going on. Keep, you know, like, you have one life. Mm-hmm. We don't have time enough to sit depressive on the couch because you just had a no. You got to keep going, guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I was just going to say another point as well was trying to get, so no, if you do get a no, then find out why.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that means you're not just in your head like, oh, why didn't I get that? So you're not going around and around in circles. If you get feedback is the great thing. And if you, obviously, depending on what type of angle it's from, like if you are working for yourself, you're working for whatever, always trying to get some type of feedback, because it could be that little feedback that could have been a difference, you know? So Yeah.
I think with that, what you say is that, yes, when you have a no, ask for feedback. But I think mm-hmm. another way is when, if you want to build up your self-confidence, mm-hmm. also along the way is if you do good jobs for people, especially if you are a marketer or if you are a coach or whatever, that you ask for referrals and that you mm-hmm. ask for testimonials so that you mm-hmm. get actually a written positive feedback. If you get a no, you get kind of like a negative feedback. This mm-hmm. should be better. But it's also good to collect positive feedbacks, because those positive feedbacks will again, you know, tell you, okay, this is what you're good at. You're going to have to exploit this. You're going in the right direction. You're doing a good job. So yeah, feedback for no's, but also feedback for doing a good job. I think that is something that helps you also along the way. Mm-hmm. So do you, I mean, actually, we also started quite a lot about your journey and we shared our advice. Do you have anything else to add to all of this that you're like, oh, there is one little trick or one little story that I just feel like sharing in this last?
I feel like trust the process. Something that, especially for 2020, especially from 2020. And like we're in, I know that things are a bit different now because obviously you can't really go to networking events. You can't really, not in the physical sense anyway, you can't do that. But there are alternatives. There are different events, like obviously virtual events, or, you know, just reach out to, you know, someone who you might see on Instagram or whatever, or like so on and so forth. So I feel like kind of like trust the process, because I know that things are much more harder now and obviously can be a bit more competitive and obviously depending on what you're doing and so on and so forth. But just having that self-belief is so, so, so important, and just trusting it that, you know what, everything's going to work out. And I'm very big on kind of on like meditation and journaling and just really kind of, you know, enhancing my skills. Like, how can I be a better person every day? Like, how can I be the best version of me where I can give myself, you know, like give my energy out there where it's all in the right place, you know? So I feel like just like looking after yourself, whether it's like mentally, physically, spiritually as well, emotionally as well. I found that as well. Like, sorry, I'm going on and on.
Keep going.
Because it's like emotionally as well, if you do have traumas, especially obviously COVID and stuff like that, it can bring up a lot of things because you're there, you're by yourself, or, you know, you have a lot of time to yourself now. You know, there's nothing wrong in talking to someone and getting help, because sometimes that could be the difference from you like leveling up to the next point, you know, because that's the blockage that you need to fix or sort out for you to kind of level up to the next point. So yeah, I feel like being, as you've said so lovely, like, obviously, staying connected with yourself is so, so, so important. And try not to get in your head too much. I know it's quite hard to say because we're, you know, it's COVID and stuff. But yeah, just stay positive. Be around people who are going to uplift you, who are going to build you up.
Very important.
For the right reasons. Find your tribe. Find people who you can connect with and vibe with. And honestly, the internet's your best friend. Like, you know, like you can connect with people from all around the world. You know what I mean? There's so many different, like, Facebook groups that you can go into if you want to obviously network or so on and so forth and whatever. So yeah, I can go on and on and on and on.
Thank you so much. I have one thing that just popped in my mind, is that, and that's, for example, what I did is I started this podcast in September, August. Mm-hmm. And when I started interviewing and also started talking about, you know, or just podcasting by myself, and I'm not a native speaker in English, but I'm doing this podcast because there are so many people out in the world that I want to connect with and talk to. And because I have a dancer's background, I have so many international connections, but I do have a partner that's American. And so I'm okay with English, but just because I was struggling sometimes to find how to say things or getting to key things or understanding how to lead a conversation, I got sometimes really, really nervous because I was like, oh, I don't know how to do it. So what I did is I just bought a book, the TED Talk book, which is a kind of like a guide for how to give talks. And a podcast is kind of like a talk. It's just an audio talk, but it is a talk. So I just started enriching myself with skills. That's what I wanted to say, is that if you lack the self-confidence and you feel that you need some extra knowledge, some extra skills, some extra whatever you think you need, it's okay to invest in that. It's okay to actually purchase something or purchase a course, or what you say, if you have trauma or whatever, to get a coach to work through things. So it is never a wrong investment to invest money in yourself.
Love that so much. Self-care. I feel like a lot of people, like, the obviously self-care is such a big thing now.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm telling you, self-care. You have to invest in yourself, because everything that you do now, you know, it affects you on a personal level, in your business, everything. So really dig deep. And even with myself, I invested in a coach. That was last year, like late last year, and it was the best thing that I ever did.
I invested in some extra courses, an extra study, or some feedback from others. And yeah, it's great, especially I think as a freelancer, or, well, I think as a freelancer, especially if you don't have so many gigs, it's hard to actually invest in a coach along the way. But it is a good thing to have a business coach or someone who you can talk to and just like have that conversation, have that feedback, and just like think and brainstorm. It's the best to do these types of things. So I think, self-investment, I think we're kind of like gonna finish with that, with a little hint, because I did plan on doing a full-on episode devoted to self-investment.
Okay.
So hint towards that. But Heather, thank you so much. I mean, we talked actually longer than this episode because we did two today, and I had a really nice time talking to you, and thank you so much for being part of my podcast as well.
Thank you for having me on, and it's been absolutely fabulous connecting with you, and I'm so excited to see your journey. And guys, please check over obviously my podcast as well. So all about content marketing, so it can help everyone. Obviously great value, great gems, everything, so on and so forth. But thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much. And yes, what you're saying, everybody go check out Heather's podcast as well, Creative Images. It will be linked down below in the show notes. And I think that was it for today. I'm going to wrap this episode up. I hope you guys all stay healthy, stay good, stay positive, invest a little bit in yourself and build up that confidence nowadays, because when the world reopens, we're all going to smash it. So I talk to you guys very soon next week on Tuesday. Ciao, ciao.